Hello, fellow Earth folks. I'm Annie Gigg, GYG, here on CFRU 93.3 FM and CFRU.ca, available wherever you are in the world. Warm welcome to Better Me, Better World, the show for growth-minded change makers, difference makers, and happiness makers. In the previous episode, we explored what I call the AAA compass, or AAA GPS if you'd rather, that guides your life journey. Its constituent parts are awareness, authenticity, and attitude. This episode brings us to the conclusion of the Way of the BU journey. It considers the importance of noticing and celebrating the milestones reached as you progress along your way of personal development, self-actualization, becoming a you are you, becoming un-F-withable, whatever term best resonates with you to describe your evolution into the uninhibited, empowered, unique person you were born to be. Nelson Mandela said, "Remember to celebrate milestones as you prepare for the road ahead." But why? Because it's in the noticing and celebrating that you sustain and feed your motivation and passion to carry on along your road. There are two common meanings of the word milestone. Firstly, a milestone is a stone set up by a road or trail to mark the distance in miles or kilometers from or to a particular place. I know from personal experience on long, tough hiking trails, it revives the spirit to come across a distance marker because it confirms how far you've already come and the trekking you've accomplished. The second definition is, a milestone is an action or event marking a significant change or stage in development. You might say a figurative stone set up beside your road through life. Examples of milestones along your life road: you took your first steps, graduated from kindergarten, got your driver's license, were promoted, became a parent, opened your new business, retired. This program has introduced you to 7 milestones you can expect to see along the way as you continue to journey towards becoming you. The first milestone was you coming to understand the BU journey, what it's all about. The second one is you unconditionally accepting your present flossom self, being able to stand tall in your present place, your starting place. The third one is becoming able to fake it as necessary until you can make it, until you make the fake real. The fourth milestone is recognizing that your core values guide you towards meaning and purpose in life. The fifth one is getting noticeably better at letting go of sabotaging beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors that are holding you back. The sixth milestone is that you're more effectively implementing the AAA compass of awareness, authenticity, and attitude, calculating and recalculating your way ahead as need be. The final milestone is you noticing and celebrating the milestones along the way. The benefit of these episodes being recorded is that you have the flexibility of re-listening to them, re-traveling sections of the BU trail as often as you want to help you reach your new next milestone. You can spend a lot of time or only a little time traveling from one milestone to the next, depending on your personal wants and needs, which are different from everyone else's. In reality, as you've heard, un-F-withability, or the end of the BU journey, is an unachievable destination. It's a lifelong process. As you travel towards the unreachable destination, you will continuously be achieving these milestones over and over again, but each time with an increasingly higher level of understanding, with ever greater rewards. Growing awareness and wisdom happens in the form of an upward spiral. Perhaps you've heard it said that the universe keeps giving you the same lesson over and over again until you get it. It can seem that way, but actually each time you repeat the lesson, assuming you've taken even a smidgen of learning from it the previous time, you are receiving the lesson again, but on a higher level, higher on the spiral, each time coming ever closer to getting it or getting a handle on it, whatever it may be. Whether you reach a new milestone relatively easily or only with a great deal of effort, noticing and celebrating your milestones keeps you energized and excited about your journey. I learned in training as a life coach about the importance of looking back in life to recall instances when you were on your game, when you excelled at something, when you felt proud of how you handled a situation, when you shone. Important, why? Because that recalling reminds you that you can do it again. You can tap into those same strengths that you'd successfully used in the past. Similarly, looking back on the BU journey you've completed so far and noticing new awareness you've gained or new habits you're developing or toxic beliefs you've discarded indicates growth and healing and is certainly cause to celebrate. I'll share now 4 effective tools to help you take notice and celebrate your progress. Tool number 1, journaling or writing your narrative. Several years ago, during a particularly difficult time, on the advice of my therapist, I began writing morning papers, as described in Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. The first thing every morning, right out of bed, I would spend 2 or so minutes allowing an uninterrupted flow of thoughts to take form as words on lined yellow sheets of paper. No thought was given to grammar or spelling or creativity. The words were not edited or even read. It was just pure dumping onto the paper of any and all thoughts floating across my mind. And wow, did it feel good! Somehow similar to doing yoga to stretch stiff muscles. What was released with those written words was stress, anxiety, confusion, sadness, worry, fear, shame, and anger. Journaling is known to have multiple health benefits. In addition to helping letting go of sabotaging thoughts and associated feelings, such as I just shared, it also helps you gain clarity, remember your learning, stay the course on pursuing your goals, become more aware and mindful. The art of writing is the art of discovering what you believe, said Gustave Flaubert. Research shows writing improves your immune system. It increases gratitude. Writing your life narrative helps you make sense of your life and find meaning and purpose. The physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual benefits of writing are numerous. In the context of the BU journey, ongoing journalism or writing bits of your life narrative is a concrete way for you to remind yourself of your experiences, learnings, and practicing of new behaviors, and express gratitude to yourself for trying, failing, and succeeding. Writing will magnify the significance of your efforts and achievements. Writing can assist you in discovering your values. What if you start writing about the thinking or behaviors you're presently faking until they become real, or the selfies of self-love you're nurturing, or the saboteurs you're attempting to let go of, or the success you're having in using the AAA compass of authenticity, awareness, and attitude? How would writing about these things help you along on your BU journey? It doesn't need to take more than a couple of minutes a day. Your life is a book. From the page you're currently on, you can look back and notice the distance you've already traveled. Having embarked on the BU journey, you're looking back at it from a higher, clearer, broader, more enlightened perspective. You know you can't go back and change the chapters that have already been written, but you also know you are developing the ability to write the rest of your book the way you want it written, not as it's written for you by others or circumstances. The next page after the one you're currently on is blank, waiting for your writing. You have a unique story to tell, which no one else can ever tell. And in your telling, who knows in what ways readers will benefit? How might you use journaling or narrative writing to celebrate your milestones? Tool number two, obtaining feedback. By definition, feedback is the information you receive regarding your performance, which you can use as a basis for self-improvement work. Seeing your behaviors through someone else's eyes can increase your awareness around your progress on becoming unfwithable, on actualizing your authentic self. Feedback is always related to your performance or behavior. It is never to be a commentary on who you are as a person. What do others say about feedback? Good feedback is the key to improvement, said an unknown author. Feedback is the breakfast of champions, according to Ken Blanchard. It's very important to have a feedback loop when you're constantly thinking about what you've done and how you can be doing it better, claims Elon Musk. We all need people who will give us feedback. That's how we improve, said Bill Gates. And finally, Stephen Covey said, it takes humility to seek feedback. It takes wisdom to understand it, analyze it, and appropriately act on it. And courage, I would add to Mr. Covey's words. That's been my experience, mostly in connection with performance reviews in the office place. To ask someone what they think of your behaviors, you need to be prepared to hear what they say. But feedback has been instrumental to my personal and professional development. There are two feedback instances in particular I recall for two different reasons. Firstly, I completed a 360-degree feedback exercise at work where workplace peers, supervisors and supervised, as well as family members and friends, were asked to anonymously respond to questions concerning my performance and interpersonal skills. I was surprised to learn that where I saw myself as being confident and comfortable with others, the feedback provider saw me as shy. This information directly led me to improving how I project myself to others. The second feedback instance that particularly stands out was in fulfillment of an assignment in a Dale Carnegie leadership training course. I was challenged to ask my workplace manager for his feedback on my strengths and weaknesses as he perceived them. My manager was very impressed that I asked this and that I received his comments with openness. This reinforced in my mind that seeking feedback is an impressive kindness you can show yourself, even if you have to fake courage. There is a way to receive feedback effectively so that it supports your self-development and does not undermine it. It involves, number one, listening to the feedback being given without interrupting or judging the feedback provider. Number two, being aware of how your body is responding to the feedback. Is your body closing up, assuming a defensive posture? What's your tone of voice? Number three, being open to hearing what might be uncomfortable or surprising. Number four, ensuring you understand the feedback by repeating it back or asking for clarification as may be required. Number five, reflecting on and analyzing the feedback you've received. And number six, following up with self-development work. When seeking feedback, you want to ensure you trust the feedback provider to have your well-being at heart. Do you respect the opinions of the feedback provider, even if you don't agree with them? Are you open to asking multiple people for feedback to get multiple perspectives? In any case, feedback that is not aligned with your core values, i.e., is not supportive of who you are becoming, is not feedback to grow on. If I had received feedback, for example, suggesting I needed to be willing to bend the truth when required, I would have chosen to disregard it and continue to act in accordance with my value of honesty. From whom are you prepared to request feedback? And with regard to what aspects of your self-development will you seek it? Tool number three, self-congratulation. Let me guess. You wouldn't hesitate to congratulate a friend on getting a promotion or getting married or running a marathon. You'd likely congratulate a child on scoring their first goal in soccer. What are you doing when you're congratulating someone else? Well, you're supporting them by recognizing that they've achieved a milestone. Maybe you're literally supporting them as you carry them on your shoulders in celebration. You're enlarging their own sense of accomplishment. But do you feel comfortable doing the same for yourself? Congratulating yourself? Lifting yourself up? Supporting yourself on your own shoulders? Heightening your own sense of accomplishment? Healthy self-congratulation is not showy or boastful. It's not to garner praise and attention. Self-congratulation feels good. It emphasizes your accomplishments, your milestones, and as such, it's a booster to your intrinsic motivation to carry on, take a risk, and go even further. When you celebrate the evolving, awakening you, you remind yourself that joy and happiness are found in every step of the journey, not in some envisioned final destination. Celebrating yourself and your life on a regular basis along the way is a concrete way of walking the talk of gratitude, which we'll get to shortly. Yet another positive outcome of self-congratulation is that it nurtures your selfies of self-love. With each milestone reached, your self-confidence grows, along with your self-esteem, self-worth, self-respect. When you congratulate yourself on each milestone reached, you enhance that growth. Making self-congratulation a habit, like a positive self-talk, changes the way you think and speak about yourself, empowering you. It's difficult to focus on the negative when you're celebrating your accomplishments. As you arrive at milestones along the journey of self-empowerment, how might you congratulate yourself? Maybe invite friends to join you in celebrating you by treating them to pizza? Take yourself to the spa, plant a rose bush in your garden, I don't know, write a blog about your accomplishment, dance, take a vacation, savor a coffee on a sidewalk cafe, go on a backpacking hike in the wilderness. Self-congratulation is a sibling of gratitude, the fourth and final tool for noticing and celebrating you becoming youer. Tool number four, develop an attitude of gratitude. Earlier, I said by noticing and celebrating your milestones along your BU journey, you energize yourself, you create excitement, and that cultivates happiness all along the way. Studies show there is a consistent and strong association between gratitude and happiness. One of the surest ways of cultivating your happiness is to adopt a sense of gratitude for having reached your milestones, for discarding a toxic belief, developing a new positive habit, choosing a healthy attitude in a triggering situation, and for so much more. An anonymous author said, "It's not happiness that brings you gratitude. It's gratitude that brings you happiness." Not only does it bring you happiness, gratitude is known to be a transformative agent for your holistic well-being. Some of the known benefits of developing a perpetual sense of gratitude are decreased anxiety, stress, depression, anger, increased ability to extend forgiveness to self and others, lower blood pressure, more robust immune system and greater energy, more optimistic outlook, improved selfies of self-love, such as self-esteem, self-affirmation, self-approval, self-care. Heightened sense of belonging and connectivity to something bigger. Stronger relationships with yourself and others. So how do you develop a perpetual sense of gratitude? In other words, how do you create a new neural pathway for gratitude? Same as building any other new neural pathway, practice, practice, and more practice. Here are practices you can implement to become a grateful person and enjoy the many benefits of gratitude. While journaling or writing bits of your life narrative, as I spoke about earlier, deliberately dedicate some writing time to listing people and things you are thankful for in your past and in the present. And don't forget to include what you appreciate about yourself. Dedicate a few minutes each day to meditating on people and things you are grateful for. In your meditation, feel the embrace of appreciation, whether it's for a loved one or a good cup of coffee. Say thank you regularly for food, safety, warmth, your bed, hot showers, fresh air, trees, books, friends, coffee, family, pets, moonlight, love, services provided by others, etc. Say it to yourself and others. When you feel like complaining or criticizing or judging, flip the feeling over and find something to be grateful for instead. At the end of each day, give thanks for 3 positive things that happened in the day. We tend to limit our sense of gratitude to positive things, but can you expand your sense of gratitude to encompass things that have gone wrong or didn't happen the way you wanted? Enabling gratitude for seemingly negative things creates an opportunity to more effectively reframe the failure or mistake or loss or wrong decision as a life lesson that you can grow on. As I talked about earlier, being grateful for the growth opportunity in the life lesson, instead of focusing on the pain of humiliation, guilt, embarrassment, shame, grief, anger, or whatever the feeling may be, will not only feel better in the short term, it will also reduce the number of times you spiral through that lesson in order to get it. How about being grateful for knowing that gratitude is a powerful source of happiness and well-being? Gratitude finishes our consideration of ways to boost and solidify that good feeling of achieving milestones in life. Noticing and celebrating them through journaling, seeking feedback, self-congratulation, and developing an attitude of gratitude helps you self-energize, self-motivate, and self-empower. However, despite all the celebrating you do, there can still be milestones you're having difficulty in reaching. So far in this Better Me, Better World program, I've talked about aspects of inner work intended to enable and foster holistic wellness. But it may be that not all of these things have been helpful for your unique journey towards becoming unfwithable, becoming the person you were born to be. What works for one may not work for another. Way back when, I mentioned there are thousands and thousands of inner work quotes to be found online by Googling the theme of quotes you're interested in seeing, such as transformation, growth, self-love, fear, failure, etc. Some quotes will resonate with you, many may not. You may totally disagree with some, be confused by others, and not get anything out of many. The same applies to every topic covered in this program. There is abundant material available on the internet in articles and videos and in self-help books and at personal and professional development conferences, in private and group therapy, through life coaching. The BU program has been uniquely developed by me in light of my personal lifelong learning, augmented by my extensive leadership and life coach training. It's presented in my way of speaking, often using the analogy of a backpacking hike along a mountain trail. As you continue your BU journey, I invite you to consider if there is any aspect of the program that isn't resonating strongly with you. And if so, look to other sources on the subject matter. Often, aha moments, those occasions of new awareness, arise when you hear something said in a new and different way. Same message, said differently, rather like spoken words being translated from a foreign language into your own. I shared early on that the concept of being the change I wanted to see in my life eluded me for many years, until one unforgettable night when the spark of understanding began to flicker in my mind and I got it. It was thanks to how Melody Beattie spoke about it in her book, Codependent No More. If you're not getting it, whatever the it may be, perhaps despite rehiking certain sections of the BU trail and referencing multiple resources in addition to the BU program, it may be that the time isn't yet right for you to get it. You heard me earlier on that say that your teacher appears only when you, the student, are ready. With patience and openness, faking it until you get it, and practice, 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 your elusive it will come to you when you are ready. Noticing your non-achievements is as important as noticing your achievements. This noticing enables you to investigate other or complementary ways of reaching that milestone. What aspects of the BU journey, if any, will you investigate elsewhere to further clarify or deepen your learning? In the beginning of the program, the question was posed, who are you taking the journey? From the first Better Me, Better World episode through now, the BU journey has focused on becoming aware of, accepting, approving of, and loving who you are in the present moment while you journey towards unwithability, towards actualizing the best version of yourself. In what ways is the current version of you different from the you who began listening to this program? Over the episodes, a very large amount of information has been shared based on learning I've acquired over a span of about half a century. What's to be done with it all? Pardon me for mixing metaphors, but I invite you for a moment to think of the BU program as a spreading of seeds over a patch of earth that is you. Many, many seeds have been spread during the episodes. From here on in, for the rest of your life, what grows and how well it grows depend on what you turn your attention to, what you water and nurture and stake up, how well you keep your garden clean of the weeds that sabotage the wanted plants. The following questions are really just reminders of the great variety of seeds that have been spread for your consideration. Which of your selfies are growing hardier? What new information highways are being constructed in your brain? How much more aware are you of your core values guiding you towards meaning and purpose? Which weighty saboteurs are you emptying from your backpack? Is the authentic you beginning to emerge? How's the AAA internal compass working? What milestones have you been celebrating? To conclude this BU journey-focused part of the Better Me, Better World program, and feeding my insatiable appetite for quotes, I'm sharing a few here that I feel are relevant, the first two from unknown authors. Your time as a caterpillar has expired. Your wings are ready. Of course, over the rest of your life, your wings will grow stronger and take you higher and further. Life will still hurt at times, but it won't hurt what matters. As you become unwithable, the hurting times become less frequent and less painful. As Maya Angelou said, do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. As you spiral upwards with increasing awareness, you will know and do better and better. Finally, the following is an extract from my all-time favorite poem written in 1927 by Max Ehrman called Desiderata. Desiderata means things that are wanted. I first became aware of the poem in my teens when it became one of my life guides. Here's the extract. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. When they say, as one door closes, another opens, or an ending is just a new beginning, they're right. The wrap-up of the Way of the BU journey is only the beginning of the next segment of this program, which will involve a lot of storytelling. I invite you to tune in to the next episode of Better Me, Better World. I'll be back same time next week, same place here at CFRU 93.3 FM or CFRU.ca. The shows are recorded, so alternatively, have a listen when it works best for you. Until next time, be you. I'm Annie Gigg.